Thanks a lot, Mr. Chairman. Thanks a lot for giving me the floor, and thanks a lot for providing us with this opportunity to have an interactive discussion with all the distinguished colleagues participating in the work of the GGE. Mr. Ambassador, we have provided some preliminary reports, some preliminary analysis or reading of the working papers that were submitted by some high contracting parties in our statement delivered by our ambassador in the morning. We will not further dwell on any discussions related to the technical, legal, or military aspects of laws. I will try to limit myself, as some colleagues have just done, to the policy options that Egypt perceives as regarding the work of the GGE. Mr. Chairman, we have a mandate, and our duty is to completely fulfill this mandate. And I share the concern raised here by some colleagues that we might be running out of time. We only have 2 days in order to fulfill the mandate as provided to us in the recommendations of the third informal meeting of experts as well as the fifth review conference. Our mandate is to explore and agree upon possible recommendations on options related to emerging technologies in the context of the objectives and purposes of the convention. And Egypt is a little bit reluctant to accept the view that our mandate is only of a discussion nature. If we are going to agree on some sort of recommendations, then my delegation assumes there will be some sort of negotiations in order to accept these recommendations. So taking bluntly the viewpoint that our mandate and the GGE is only is of a discussion nature is not acceptable to my delegation. The definitional problem with regard to laws arises in our perception if the current systems are excluded from the scope of the GGE work. Current systems and the technology they employ, particularly in the autonomous functions, should be the baseline above which prohibitions should be effected. In our perception, we need to have quickly and in an urgent manner a negotiation on a legally binding instrument. And this legally binding instrument, in our perception, should have two regulatory aspects. The first aspect is of a prohibitive nature on the future or prospective problem we want to address under the GGE, which is the fully autonomous, lethal autonomous weapon systems. I had a look on the text of the Protocol 4 on blinding laser, and I haven't seen any definition for blinding laser in the protocol. So taking the definition of laws, the absence of a definition of laws, as a pretext not to start the negotiating process is not acceptable to my delegation. The blinding laser problem was addressed in terms of its impact, and we should as well address the problem of lethal autonomous weapon systems using the same approach. The second aspect of this legally binding instrument is of a use restrictive nature, and this this is actually what the CCW does. And this use restrictive nature should be applied on currently used and developed weapon systems after carefully analyzing if its autonomous functions fully comply with international humanitarian law or not. Mr. Ambassador, I share the concern that was raised in the intervention of our distinguished colleague from Chile. And we need to consider past lessons. Member states in the CD, when they failed to have a negotiation on nuclear disarmament, they decided to resort to the United Nations General Assembly. And I have to say that this is one of the viewpoints that we heard in the plethora of side events that we have been attending in the last couple of days. There were civil society organizations pushing for a comprehensive process in the United Nations. And we should really consider if the high contracting parties are still keen to preserve the viability of this treaty, then we should start urgently a process to negotiate a legally binding instrument. Thanks a lot, Mr. Chair.